Hello, everybody, and welcome to the very first J2K podcast. I'm Jeff, and the other J is Justin, who's not here right now because this is the very first attempt. And the K is Christine, who, while laying next to me, is here. She does not want to be on this podcast. So this is just me doing it by myself. There's no real, like, you can hear her laughing in the back, but, like, that's kind of rude. Stuff by yourself. Well, I can't do it with you if you refuse to do it, babe. You're just going to play your golf game. Anyway, hey, everybody. I guess I should start out by saying, like, the reason that I want to do this podcast is because I started listening to podcasts, and the thing I liked most was that they didn't have to be about anything. It could just be people talking. And I was so highly entertained that I wanted to do a podcast and entertain myself. So that's really what it's all about, is my entertainment. And hopefully, if people are entertained as well, that would be awesome. But first and foremost, it's about my entertainment. And my friend Justin, who's super cool, and I really love him a lot. He is excited about doing this too. And Justin, I just have to tell you, I'm really sorry that I started without you on this one little short podcast. We're probably going to go like 15 minutes maybe. And we're not even to 2 minutes. So first thing is I wanted to talk about, like, how often you change your sheets, like, on your bed. And the reason I ask is just because that was something we were just talking about a second ago. And I'm sure, like, if you ask people, they'd be like, oh, you know, I change my sheets, you know, every week, or, you know, every other day or whatever. But the sad truth is that, like, I don't really change my sheets very hardly at all.
That's because I change them.
Well, okay. So somebody is on this podcast. But also, we figured out that the sheets get changed, like, every 50th time you say, man, I need to change these sheets. So for 49 times of, like, oh my God, I gotta change the sheets, like, nobody changes the sheets. Right, babe?
I wouldn't say 50, maybe 10.
Oh, I don't know. I think it's 50. Anyway, well, that's the change the sheet segment of this podcast. I don't know what. Christine and I were gonna hang around the house this weekend, and then I found out today that she wanted to plan a road trip, and I didn't know about it, and we want to play golf or do something, but we also have a ceiling tile in the bathroom downstairs that we have to repair. And I thought that that was important, but apparently it's not as important as a road trip. And that's one of the reasons that I love you so much, is that you are lazy like me and would rather go have fun than do actual shit that would help us out around the house, or, you know, like, repair something that was damaged.
Why do you work when you can do something fun?
What's that?
I said, why do you work when you can do something fun?
Well, there is that. So yeah, I don't know what we're gonna do yet. Whoa. I don't know, maybe well, hold on a sec. I'm going to try this out and do a quick little break, a music interlude, and then we'll come back. Ah. Okay, everybody, we're back. It's J2K podcast. I'm just trying to figure out how to do this and adding, like, the music stuff in between. Like, I don't know. I think you call it engineering or
sound editing.
Sound editing. I don't know what it's called.
I am not sure.
And I have no idea how to do it, but this app on my phone here, Anchor, is made it sound like it would be pretty damn easy to do. So I just added some stuff. I stopped recording. I added some interludes, and I'm hoping that when I go back, I'll be able to, like, splice this all together so it makes sense. I don't even know. Pretty big in our life right now is this golf game called Golf Clash on our phones. Like, Christine's pretty obsessed with it, and she's pretty...
I just started playing this week.
She doesn't talk very loud either, FYI. But she's pretty good at it. I was, like, off like gangbusters doing really well, but as of late, like, I've been doing so horrible at this game. And I don't know.
Your performance anxiety with it now?
Well, it costs, like, all these coins you have to, like, pay to play these games, like, at higher levels, and then I'm concerned that... And then I lose, and I'm not just concerned, but I lose coins, and it sucks.
In the bunker.
And then, so anyway, that's one of the things we're doing. What else is going on? What else do we got going on?
We spilled all of our secrets about our dirty laundry, so
that's good. Just the sheets on the bed. Like, 49 times, like, I think I should change the sheets. Nope, 50,
let's just change go with the I sheets. Said that 49 times one day.
Yeah. The truth is a little far from her right now. Oh! Like, I almost hit it in.
I know. I'm really good at that.
So, we are watching... What show are we watching?
Stranger Things.
Stranger Things. We're watching the third season of Stranger Things. And I like it. It's... I don't know. It's different. I think that each... season has been, like, different, kind of.
Yeah.
So interesting.
Sorry, I'm distracted by my golf game. I totally just hooked it.
This is my life. I'm sorry, I'm distracted by my golf game. Quit moving the bed. You're making me mess up my shots.
You made me slice it.
Which is also me. There's a show called Nosferatu. It's, like, numbers and letters. Nosferatu with the guy who played Spock on the new Star Trek movies, and I started to watch that, but then I'm just recording it because I want to save it to watch with Christine, even though she watches tons of shows without me. I'm saving that one for us.
That's because you get home so late.
I get home late. I work noon to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday.
Easy to watch shows without you when you're not around. In the hole. Oh, I lose.
Dang. So, let's see. What else is going on? I can't remember where I was at time-wise.
I don't know, like 6 minutes.
We started watching Fear the Walking Dead as well. We're completely caught up in The Walking Dead. And separately, we had watched the first season of Walking Dead.
Yes.
Separately. And then, yes. And so then we waited around, and it was like you always had to buy it or whatever, and we found it on Hulu. Yes, so we started watching the second season of that.
It's all right. I wouldn't say it's as good as Walking Dead, though.
Yeah, it's a different animal for sure. Right. What else?
We watched Vikings.
Well, we watched Vikings. I love that show. I love Ragnar.
Yeah, that's a good
And show. I love Bjorn Ironside. Yeah.
That's, I think, of all the shows we've watched together, my favorite show.
You think Vikings?
I think so.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I was moving on in my mind to, like, Beat Bobby Flay.
Oh, yeah.
The cooking show.
I do like that show.
We watch that a lot.
Problem is I get hungry, though, at, like, midnight from watching it.
I don't usually get hungry because I stuff myself with the food from work.
Food Channel's a bad idea for me because I just get hungry watching it.
Well, and we watch that or we watch... Chopped. We watch Chopped, and then what's the Guy Fieri?
Oh, Guy's Grocery Games.
Guy's Grocery Games. So we watch that, and she's cool with that, but she will not watch Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dead... Yeah. What? Dashes?
Drivers, dive-ins. I can never say that.
Drivers and dive-ins?
Dive-ins, divers. Dives.
Diners. Drive-ins.
Diners, drive-ins, and dives.
Yeah.
There we go.
She cannot stand that show.
I think the problem is because I don't particularly like Guy Fieri, and he talks the whole show on the first one, but the grocery games is a bunch of people.
I know, but he talks the whole show on the grocery games, too.
But people are cooking, and there's other stuff.
I know, just like his other show.
I don't know. I find him irritating in the one show, but not the other.
Well, so that's the interesting part of that whole commentary is that she watches the one show with Guy Fieri, and he basically talks the same amount of time. But the other show, she can't stand him.
I don't understand myself. Irrational, I get it.
Okay. All right, I'm going to try another, like, fade-out part. I don't even know. Basically, what this is, like, I'm recording, and then I stop recording, and I don't know. In the end, I'm going to have to edit something, and I don't know what I'm doing. So we'll see after a minute.
Stupid rubies.
Hey, stupid rubies, we're back. No, this is J2K podcast. I figured out how to do the adding stuff, but I meant to add something at the very beginning, but I didn't know how to do it then. So there's nothing. It's just going to be like 5 seconds of no sound. And then I start talking. So, yeah. So, anyway, I just listened to the other part of our podcast, and I was informed that some of it was boring. So, I think that, that's just going to be the case a lot of the times when we just talk about stuff. So,
I think we need to identify a topic of discussion to focus on each episode.
Well, here's the deal. So, as this gets going, like, what I'm going to tell you people is that there is an email address, and it is j2kpodcast@gmail.com, and you can email this podcast, and you can ask us questions, or you can tell us stuff that you want to talk about. You can tell us how much we suck. You can tell us how awesome we are, whatever you want, and I think that will help drive some of the content of this podcast.
Yeah, hopefully it's that we're awesome and not that we suck.
Well, you have to expect that.
I know.
So, what about, like, when you see, like, an ear hair on my ear in the right light?
I'm not talking about that.
She's like, oh, wait, don't move. And then she pulls her tweezers out of her purse and plucks my ear hairs, like... I love her. I love you for that, babe.
Did I pluck your ear hairs?
Yeah, you preen me like a monkey.
I know.
It's very nice.
I will say I've never done that for any guy before. I've also never clipped any other guy's toenails before, and I've clipped your toenails.
Yeah, you have.
I will say.
Like, that was kind of weird. It's kind of weird to get your toenails clipped.
Yeah, and the first time I ever did it, I made a point of going, I don't think I've ever done this before. And then by, like, the eighth toe, I clipped it, and a nail shot into my eye. And I almost blinded myself.
It did. It shot into her eye.
And then I was all paranoid. I was going to get athlete's foot of the eyeball.
Oh, my God.
I know. It hit me in the eye.
That was so funny.
I know. And then you had to finish your, like, ninth and tenth toe yourself.
Well, you have those weird clippers. I know. I'm used to regular toenail clippers.
I know.
And you have these ones that are, like, professional grade, sideways with, like, handles and, like, it's not like regular toenail clippers.
They're expensive clippers. But
it doesn't matter how expensive they are. They, like, they look like surgical instruments, and that scares me.
They take your eye out.
But recently, I went with my buddy Joe, and we got our nose hairs and our ear hairs waxed.
Oh, my gosh.
Which was pretty interesting. I have done the whole wax your nose hair thing before, not your ear hair, but that was pretty interesting.
Well, it's because when you get older, you need to wax your ears now that you're older.
Well, there's certainly something about getting older. Like, people say, like, oh, the hair leaves your head and it goes to your back or whatever. But there's some truth to that. I mean, I don't know if it's true. But,
like, you still hair have a grows. Lot of hair.
Like, I have way more hair on my back than I should.
You
and I didn't have that before. I didn't have it before.
That's so funny. Well, it's not displaced hair because your hair and your head is still
it's
thick.
It's not leaving your head.
You're just getting more hair everywhere.
But yeah, I remember what I was going to say. Like the science teacher in high school, like had the eyebrows that look like hedges. And then he's got like nose hair with like a stalagmite booger coming out of it. You know, that sort of thing. I think that's what we're trying to avoid, that sort of look.
Yeah.
Going in to our lives now. I don't know.
That's funny. So you have to go to the waxer to get things taken care of.
Right. It was like $20 though. Well, it was longer. It was $18 and I just gave her a $20.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
And that's less tweezer plucking I have to do of your ears. So
right.
Save me time.
Yeah. So what else? Well, I like to play music. Me and Justin and this other young man named Noah, we are trying to have a band, but it's kind of difficult getting everybody together to practice.
Busy schedules.
Yeah, it's about scheduling. Anyway, so I think I'm going to end this. This is our very first podcast. Again, Justin, I love you so much. Maybe I could get you to do a voice memo and add you into the podcast. I don't know. I don't think I have the ability to do that after I've already hit publish, but I don't know. I'm so sorry, Justin. I love you very much. Okay. This is Jeff and Christine, J2K minus Justin podcast.
Bye for now.
We're out, yo. Bye for now. Ta-ta.
Face ID.
Home. What's going
What's
on?
What's happening?
Oh my god.
Oh, look at the
We have like 7 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Podcast out.